Previously on Bunkum!
I went to the misdirection pageant, and when I got home, I'd been robbed!
Chung chung! This is how we handle squealers, Bill! Ha! Wait, where's Bill?
Sorry, guys! Sorry! I stopped for a coffee! Here, get back behind the door, and we'll start again, okay? Sorry, this is really embarrassing.
Chung chung!
Listen up! We've been infiltrated by karaoke singers! Everyone count off in the squads and let's root them out.
One,
two,
three,
four. The highway's jammed with broken heroes on a last chance power drive.
Gibberish.
Humbug.
Baloney.
Malarkey.
Rubber.
Mumber jumber.
Bunkum.
It's the Enneagram Program starring Nat Berg. Wish your dog was God? Do you wish your children would lend rich? Would you like to fry bacon and eggs for breakfast rather than brand soggy feet barf for a snack? Then you should try Anagrams. Only Anagrams can switch the letters in your normal household words to make them your wondrous ham shell odor. Get your parents back from the red pens today with Anagram. Tonight's episode, science fiction on a budget, or
the first dumpster to Mars. My name is Buzz Auerman. I was grocery shopping in the alley behind a restaurant when I heard a rumbling.
Will you shut up that rumbling stomach of yours out there?
Who's in that dumpster? Come out. This finger's loaded.
Get the finger out of your nose, you disgusting wretch!
Ah, afraid of a little competition, eh? Worried about the newcomer moving in on your business, eh? By the way, what is your business?
Interplanetary travel! What's yours?
I motivate people to stop reading self-help books. Order my three-book series, How Self-Help Books Deceive, Breaking the Self-Help Cycle, and 10 Steps to a Self-Help-Free Life. Did you say you're an interplanetary traveler?
I did indeed do that thing you said. I'm Sham Fraudruse, the world's greatest mad scientist. Citation needed. And we're almost ready to take this baby to Mars.
We? Who else is in there?
Allow me to introduce my assistant, Porcino. Porcino, come here.
Coming, Master. Coming. Coming. Hang on! I'm coming! Be right there! I'm coming! Coming! I'm coming! Stupid ottoman! I'm coming! I'm coming, Master! I'm coming! Here I come! I'm coming! Hang on! Just a minute! I'm coming! Almost there! Hang on, Master! Almost there! I'm coming! I'm coming! I'm coming, Master! I'm coming! Yes?
Porcino! This is Mr. I'm sorry, what was your name?
Please. Mr. I'm sorry, what was your name is my father's name. I'm Buzz Auerman. I'm sorry, what was your name?
And he brought friends!
It's okay, Porcino. Settle down, it's just a recording.
Ow, my fourth wall!
Shut up! Now! We're preparing to go to Mars, and this gun pointed at you means you're gonna help us.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Thank you. It is a rather nice gun, isn't it?
No, I meant impressed as in the 18th century English naval practice of capturing sailors and forcing them to crew their ships.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant about this gun.
how did you come up with the design for this spacecraft, nay, dumpster?
I was just relaxing in a pile of filth one day, and it just struck me.
An inspiration?
No! A metal tube with blueprints for a dumpster rocket inside.
Do you have any idea who designed it?
Nope! Anyway, I'm sure that will have no bearing on the plot later.
Mister, it's almost time for the launch.
Oh, good. I'll have a ham and Swiss.
And for the 16th time in its one-year history, Buncombe has won the annual Bob Hope Memorial Oldest Joke in the World Award. Let's see if we can get a word from Dan.
Get away, you filthy plebeian.
It's nice when success doesn't change someone, isn't it? Not that we'd know. And now, back to the story. Take it away, me and another voice.
Thanks! Outman, our time is running out. You must come downstairs and pilot this dumpster through the cosmos.
I guess I can. Sure. Let me just cancel my appointments for the rest of the day. Let's see. Well, looks like I don't have any friends or business acquaintances. Terrific! Let's go! To Mars!
We'll work on that. Can you practice Sunday night?
No, Master! I've got my singing lesson! Ahem! Oh, I've got to speak! Got to state! Got to say! I've got to hawk! Sponsors goods on radio plays! Awesome prayer! There's a podcast for me! And an announcer is what I'll be!
That was an excerpt from Beethoven's third movement, and it certainly sounded like one.
Okay, Fraudrus, I'll join your crew. Let's go to Mars for exploration.
For fame!
For money!
Activate soiled cheesecloth!
Activating soiled cheesecloth.
Face the rusty can lids to ignition!
Facing the rusty can lids to ignition!
Set the dust bunnies on treadmills!
Dust bunnies on the treadmills.
Increase speed! It's working! We're moving! We have liftoff!
Captive Helmsman's Log, Day 417. Still drifting through space, running low on food. We're down to black banana peels, white orange peels, and some patchwork cheese. The rest must be saved for fuel to get back home. I wonder if we'll ever... Addendum. Arrived!
We did it! We're the first men on Mars!
And so they went down in history as heroic explorers who defied the odds and...
Silence! That's better. Now, you have trespassed on the sovereign planet of Mars. That can only mean one thing. You got my message. The plans! You got the dumpster plans! Can I take a look? Filthy, moldy, rotten, fantastic! Well done!
So you sent the plans that Fraudrus found? Why did you have the Earthlings build it instead of making it yourself?
Our resources are dangerously depleted. That's why we moved underground billions of years ago, right after we sent bacteria to Earth.
You sent, but then, wouldn't that mean...
Yes, we sent the first seeds of life to Earth that eventually evolved into you. Huh. Well, A for effort, anyway.
How do you know our language and all about dumpsters and garbage?
We pick up your television and radio broadcasts. We really like your sitcom called The News. Such insightful satire, though a little on the nose sometimes. That's actually why we sent you the plans. We have heard rumors that the Earth might stop broadcasting and have everything just come from cables or satellites that only face your planet.
So you don't even get basic cable?
Sadly, no. Tell me, are there really multiple channels devoted solely to home design?
Yeah.
Oh, how I cry the purple tears of Martian jealousy. I have this corner of my dining room that I don't know what to do with. I've tried a small office space and storage, but it just doesn't feel right. I keep hearing about something called a breakfast nook, but nobody ever says what it is.
Oh, sure, I know that. I'll tell you all about it later.
Excellent. Anyway, this no more broadcasting thing is unacceptable for us. And as your creators, we insist that your planet continue to broadcast your entertainment. We just started watching our archive recordings of Black-ish. It's so good. It's like the Cosby Show for today, without the rape allegations.
Yes, and while the social commentary may be present, the heightened silliness and flaws of the central character acts like the proverbial spoonful of sugar to help the medicine get down.
Okay, we get it. It's a good show. Gee whiz, it's like no one's even seen Kimmy Schmidt or something.
We don't get Netflix because of the aforementioned delivery method.
Okay, shut up. Oh, boy. So what, we need to tell the media companies on Earth that there's life on Mars and they want to keep seeing our shows? Is that all? Don't you have like a museum of your history or some cool weapons or anything?
Yeah. Let me see. Here in my pocket is a laser. It is a powerful weapon, just like you have in your science fiction stories.
Wow, can I hold it?
No. It is... too dangerous.
Then can we watch you use it?
No. It would be too advanced for your primitive minds to comprehend.
No, it wouldn't. I mean, it's a laser. We know lasers.
Okay. It's a pen. It's just a pen. We don't have a lot of resources on Mars. In fact, it kind of sucks here. That's why we watch so much TV.
Master, I think we should go. This is really awkward.
Good call, Borstino. Mars is lame. Everybody, back in the dumpster.
Wait, don't go. You didn't tell me what a breakfast nook is. What about the breakfast nook?
And so, Senator, that was the end of our trip to Mars.
I see. Thank you, Mr. Ironman. And do you solemnly swear that you have shared all the details of your voyage to Mars?
Yes, sir. It was a total garbage planet. They don't even have Netflix.
Order! The chamber will come to order. Now, Mr. Allman, I see in your affidavit that you recommend blowing up Mars because it's, quote, crappy.
That's right, Senator.
And do you have any expertise or scientific knowledge that would inform this recommendation?
No, sir.
Well, my state happens to contain several factories that build planet-destroying weapons, and my friend across the aisle, the minority leader, I believe, is a shareholder. So I move that we end debate on Senate Bill SB 903. All in favor?
Aye!
Opposed?
Nay!
The ayes have it. Let's vote this sucker.
The bill to blow up Mars was passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. 2 months later, a specially crafted dumpster filled with explosives left for the Red Planet. It was celebrated across the Earth until a pointed episode of Blackish made us look at it from different perspectives and feel bad about it. So maybe in this science fiction story, the planet we really blew up was inside us all along. Good night! This has been the Anagram Program, starring Anne Gern. Don't forget to use anagrams for all those hard-to-reach areas. Behind the toilet can be as easy as the tilted high bone. Under the sink can be drunk in these. The small of your back can be a smelly boat of jerk. And be sure to send in your entry for our contest to decide what jerk is. Anything is Blopsies with Anagram.